Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips it down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
30 phone calls. Never once got asked what kind of player got was. Take this story back to your players too. Not one question about what kind of player. What kind of character does he have? What kind of person is he? How's he going to fit into our organization? What kind of teammate is he? Does he have any leadership qualities? That's the only thing I got to ask. They can see what kind of player you are. They want to know what kind of person you are. Can we trust you to represent our organization in a first-class way? That's important in every choice and decision that you make. Create value for yourself in all those areas.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. That was Nick Saban, the guy who's apparently running against me for college football commissioner. The odds are in my favor. I'm just saying. But that was him talking to college players, high school players, about what NFL scouts would ask him when it came to his Alabama players who are going to be drafted in the NFL draft. It's interesting. When I look back on my draft process, he's right. They can see what kind of player you are. They got the film. They can find out what kind of athlete you are at the combine. They can see how well you perform against the best of the best, especially if you played in a smaller conference or didn't play in the toughest, most difficult schedule year in and year out when you go to the Senior Bowl, the East-West Shrine Bowl, et cetera, et cetera. It's why they have all these things. They can figure out who you are at least up to draft day. Now, projecting a young man going forward, there's a lot more that goes into it. And it's not an exact science. Just ask Mel frickin' Kiper. Because apparently the NFL doesn't know what they're doing with quarterbacks for the past 50 years. Not that Mel's ever hit or missed here or there. Keeley Smith, a couple other guys. My draft process, my high school coach was called by umpteen NFL teams. Obviously, a lot of my position coach, Coach Blake, was called. Callahan, who shall not be named, was called. I did not love playing for Callahan, but I will say this. If you compare his record to just about every coach since, outside of Pelini, it's not even close. Okay, so if you want to say who shall not be named, well, let's compare wins-loss records, and it's not even in the same category outside of Bo Pelini. But that being said, I wasn't the biggest fan of playing for Callahan. I committed and played my first couple of years under Frank Solich. Obviously, that is not how it ended. Not my choice. But I've always had a hard time saying anything negative about Callahan simply because everything that NFL scouts told me that he said to them was he freaking loved me and said nothing but great things. And a lot of that was apparently due to intangibles, off-the-field type stuff as well. But other people were called from NFL scouts and coaches. Going back to my middle school coach who lived just down the street from me. We were on air about a month or 6 weeks ago when I literally got the text in the middle of the show that Coach Logsdon had passed away. Do you remember that day, Jake? I literally looked at my phone. I'm like, oh, my middle school coach passed
away.
That's
right, yeah.
In the middle of the show, we were on air. They called Coach Logsdon. All right, he was my middle school coach. Again, lived just down the street from my parents. Not when I played for him. We actually moved down there after I was heading to high school. He took immaculate care of his yard. Very, very proud when it came to his yard. His lawn always looked immaculate. My parents entrusted me with the yard, so it looked, let's just say, less immaculate at the time. But they want to know what type of person you are. They want to know who you are off the field. They want to know your intangibles. They want to know what you're going to bring into the locker room. What do you bring into the meeting room? What are you going to do when things get tough? And that's how they help try to project good football players into the NFL. It's how they help try to project really good athletes into the NFL. Is they want to know off the field type things from people that will give them honest feedback that know you the best. And what better than your coaches, your teammates, people you grew up with, things of that nature. So I just thought that that was an interesting clip, because when I was listening to Saban say that, and I sent that clip, I think, to Jake actually last week, we just played it now, I instantly was harkened back to Coach Logsdon and called, hey, I just spoke with X, Y, and Z team. And, you know, this person, hey, I just spoke with this team. And I was like, well, what'd you say? You know, I didn't tell him what to say, but I'm like, I hope you said nice things. So anyways, I just thought that that was kind of interesting. Today is, you guessed it, a loaded show as always. The college football playoff appears to be going to 16 teams. Now, I have advocated against this, Jake. I've advocated against this. I've said I prefer the 14-team playoff. I've explained why. I prefer eight. Eight would be, in my world, the perfect scenario. Not going to get it. I'm not going to just climb uphill for the rest of my life, because it's not going to happen. We never even had one 18 playoff. Didn't even get a try. Didn't even get to see what it looked like, Jake. We went from 2 to 4 to 12 to 9,000, roughly. It's actually going to be a 24-team playoff, because you're going to have these four play-in games. So it's really a 16-team playoff with four play-in games. It's really, as Jake pointed out, when we first started talking about this, I think in January, he's like, no, it's really a 24-team playoff. They're just masking it under 16 teams with a bunch of play-in games. Hey, James, or Jake's not just here for beauty. He's got brains too, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that, and I might surprise you. Now that I've actually sat down and looked at the format of the 16-team playoff, I still prefer 14, but there's something I like about the 16-team playoff. There's actually something I like, and I'm not going to keep fighting the unwinnable battle. It is what it is, so whatever. I found something I genuinely like, though. And I've got a thought on auto bids. Do you like auto bids?
I do. I know a lot of people would say just pick the teams that, mm-hmm. that appear to be the best, but there at some point you do have to reward the Big Ten and the SEC for playing in what are, again, these conferences. If it was, you know, that's not fair, this, that, the other thing, these conferences are built differently now to the SEC and Big Ten. So I think they do need the auto bids. And there's a few at-large bids at least still out there.
I like auto bids, and I'll explain why as the show goes along. Danny Busboom Kelly, I think, had a moment of true honesty, and we're going to play that clip about the Nebraska volleyball team. We'll play that come hour two. Just a brief sentence of true honesty, like you're talking to your friend, and you can just be brutally honest. And this isn't some sort of negative clip in any way, shape, or form. I think it was just a moment of honesty, as if she was talking to a friend, except it was in front of cameras, and I think it was her honest opinion of what to expect from the volleyball team this fall. And I was like, most coaches wouldn't say that. I don't even know that she meant to. And I don't know that many people caught it, but I was like, that's very telling right there. We're going to play that in hour two as well. And big time recruiting updates for Nebraska football as well. They're going to have no less than 14 four-star recruits come visit Lincoln in June. Upwards of 20 potentially. Maybe you get into July and you factor in the 2027 recruiting cycle. Upwards of 30 or more potential four-star or plus higher-rated recruits coming in to visit Lincoln this summer. Matt Rhule has clearly not put the same value on in-state recruits as he once did. He is putting value on just, I don't give a crap where you're from. We're going to bring in the best of the best of the best. And it is. It seems almost like the obvious way to do it, but it's a little bit risky. All right. And we're going to talk about that in hour two as well. Let's start off the top. Oh, and I teased this last week. Again, the shows are so loaded. We don't always get to everything we want to. I'm going to tell you who's going to win the College Football Playoff National Championship this year. We already know. We're going to get to that. That's actually going to be in the first hour, either segment two or three. We're just going to tell you who's going to win right now. We have science on our side. It's just science, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's dive into this. Now, I will say this. One thing I saw online, Ross Dellinger, okay, there's growing support, Big Ten and SEC support specifically, for a 16-team college football playoff bracket. And here's how it would look. All right. Four SEC teams get auto bids. Four Big Ten teams get auto bids. Two ACC, two Big 12, one G, it says G6, but it's really one G5 team and then three at large. Now, there was a comment below it, and I actually agree with this a lot. Whether I like or dislike the college football playoff format, how it is, how many teams, auto bids, no auto bids, what the heck ever, okay? At the end of the day, I'm going to tune in because there's pluses and minuses to no matter what the format is. If you're a Nebraska fan, the more spots that are available, the better chance you have to get in. If you're a college football fan, you want to value the regular season more, maybe you want less spots. There's pluses and minuses no matter what it is. A fan commented underneath, and I thought there was a lot of truth in this. We're not going to spend too much time on it, but there is a gigantic kernel of truth in this. At Corey Knuckles, definitely didn't try to spell that right, so I don't know what it says. I think it says Corey Knuckles. I don't care what happens with the college football playoff expansion, conference realignment, etc. But NIL and transfer portal are the ones ruining the sport. Now, again, we're not going to spend a ton of time on this because we've dove in on it on the past. But I was like, there's a lot of truth in that. No matter what the college football playoff looks like, people are going to tune in. Now, maybe one format is better than the other, et cetera, et cetera. They're going with the one that's going to make the most money. That's what they're going to go with, okay? You can see fans being turned off by the way the transfer portal is and the way NIL is. You can see people being turned off. I think if this were something that I saw being around for an extensive period of time, I'd be concerned for the game of college football. I do think, again, once again, for the 1,000,000th time, I do think there's hope. I don't know how long it's going to take before we get there. All right. So for me, I'm like, yes, that's actually a very fair statement. So when we're talking about the college football playoff, it's a little bit of, it's more than splitting hairs because there's gigantic differences between having a 14 playoff and 16 team playoff. We're not splitting hairs. You're more than splitting hairs. But at the end of the day, people are going to tune in one way or the other. NIL and transfer portal is something that does, it's like it does turn people off to an exponential degree. When you watch maybe a college kid make more in a season or two than some people will make in a decade or two, and then they come and go, things of that nature, that is something that turns people off. And then there's a certain amount of folks out there who are like, don't want accountability with it. Like, hey, there's memes and there's gifts, and then they have to deal with things they've never had to deal with before. Well, I'll give you a couple things that no college football players ever had to deal with before. They've never had to deal with 6 or 7 figure incomes. Okay. All right. So there's a little bit of a increased accountability that comes along with that. Today's college football players, there's pluses and minuses. I played for Mike Shanahan, the first coach that ever stepped into a meeting room and said, we're not doing 2-a-days. I never heard of that before in my life. This is back when you could do 2-a-days. Today's modern day college football player doesn't have to deal with 2-a-days. Now, that's not on them. That's the system. My point is every era of college football has pluses and minuses. So there's accountability that comes. A lot of it's going to be connected to based on how much money you're making. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But there's pluses and minuses to every era. But when you come, I do see a light at the end of the tunnel. Again, revenue sharing. I know everything's kind of on pause and hold. The 105, maybe that's not going to happen. Maybe there will be more players allowed to stay and play the top level of college football, which I would love. All right. But when it comes to the playoff, people get passionate, people get excited, and I'm no different. But I don't think you're legit just going to turn people away because there's 16 teams in, or there's 8 teams in a play-in, 4 play-in games, and 8 more teams, or whatever it is. Or I don't think it's going to turn people away. at some point, they need to fix the real issues with college football. So while we get excited and we're passionate about this, Jake, I've actually spent a lot of my life trying to, more time than I'd like to care to admit publicly, trying to fix college football ever since I was a kid. And someday I will outlay that throughout this summer. By the way, when you got six kids on 14 different sports teams, it's, I don't want to say I'm just trying to get through May, but I know how many days are left. I'm just saying, I know how many days are left. All right. You look at a 16-team college football playoff. The SEC has four auto bids if this is what comes to fruition, even if it's a 14-team playoff. Okay. SEC, four auto bids. Big 10, four auto bids. Big 12, two auto bids. ACC, two auto bids. Group of five, one auto bid. Now, if it's a 14-team playoff, it leaves one spot open. Probably going to go to Notre Dame more often than not. If it's a 16-team playoff, you got three at-large spots. All right, if you want to call them wild card spots, use NFL terminology, whatever. One of them may go to Notre Dame. That leaves two. If Notre Dame doesn't get one, that leaves three. I dislike the idea of a 16-team playoff because you are basically taking the regular season out back and you're shooting it like Old Yeller. You just are. There's going to be teams that get in with four losses. There's going to be a lot of three-loss teams, so now you can lose a quarter of your games and get in. There's going to be teams that get in with four losses, so now you can lose one out of every three games that you play and get in. It is what it is. I don't like any of that. I'm not excited about any of that. But when it comes to the auto bids, I actually like it. And I know a lot of folks are like, just take the top 16. To Jake's point, I do think you need to reward the well, you were talking about the SEC Big Ten initially. I think you need to reward conference champs. If you're the ACC conference champ, you should be in a 16-team playoff no matter what. If you're a Big 12 conference champ, you should be in a 16-team playoff no matter what. If we're going to have 16 freaking teams in and you want to let everybody under God's hot sun in the playoff, there should be at least one G5 team in. And obviously, there should be a certain allotment for Big 10 and SEC teams. So to me, the conference champs have to get in. Otherwise, we are just literally destroying the regular season. And conference games and conference championships. Oregon already got punished for winning a conference title. Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin didn't want to play in the SEC title game, and they turned out to be right. They didn't get the playoff, but Oregon flat out got, like, it's a negative right now to play in the conference championship game when it comes to college football playoff, the way the 12-team playoff is laid out. Not a big deal, because a year from now it's going to change. But here's why I, beyond just honoring regular conference champions, beyond trying to preserve conference games and the regular season just a little bit. And I haven't heard anyone point this out. The auto bids, because some folks are like, oh, the SEC gets four, the Big Ten gets four. If there's 16 teams and you just go to the top 16 teams in the country in the football, in a college football playoff, they're going to get way more than four. The auto bids actually benefit the ACC and the Big 12. So I'm looking at the top 20 college football teams, okay, when it comes to odds to win the national championship by conference. Of the top 20 preseason teams that have the best odds to win the national championship, 11 are from the SEC. Four from the Big Ten, four from the ACC, and then one independent. Gee, I wonder who that is. My point is, if you leave it up to human beings, with the SEC bias and the ESPN SEC bias, right now we just have to deal with people on ESPN whining and complaining the SEC teams didn't get in. If there's no parameters and it's just let's put the teams we like the best in, there's going to be way more than four SEC teams that get in. 11 of the top 20, when you leave it up to human analysis and human opinion and human bias, are from one conference, over 50%. So you could easily have 9, 10, 11 of the 16 teams all from the SEC. So as an ACC fan, why would I tune in if I don't have a team in? If I'm a Big 12 fan, why would I tune in if I don't have a Big 12 team in? And if you just guarantee the ACC champ or Big 12 champ gets in, you may not get a second team in. And then what happens is college football is going to become even more regional than it is, because all the SEC teams would get in. They're going to get all the best recruits even more than they already do, and everything's going to become in the South, and the rest of the country outside of the Big Ten is going to kind of be excluded because it's going to become all about the SEC. At least with these parameters, The ACC is guaranteed two teams. They may not get more than that in, but at least they're guaranteed two. Same thing with the Big 12. Same thing with the G5. I actually like the auto bids, not because it helps the Big 10 and SEC. The Big 10 and SEC are going to get four teams in every year, no matter what, in a 16-team playoff. Because people are going to put them in the top 16, at least four of the teams. It's the Big 12 and ACC and group of five that actually benefit from having a minimum amount of seats of two, because they may not get two in some years. You look at the odds to win the national title, you break it down to the top. What do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 teams. 10 of those 13 teams are Big 10 and SEC teams. Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, Georgia, Oregon, Alabama, LSU, Ole Miss, Michigan, Tennessee. The other three are Notre Dame, Clemson, and Miami. I'm telling you, the auto bids there are there actually will help protect the Big 12, ACC, and college football fan bases as a whole across the country. Otherwise, it would become the SEC Invitational and the SEC Big 10 Invitational if you leave it just up to human opinions and bias creeps in. Also, there's got to be a certain amount of human opinion, but there's got to be a certain amount of objectivity. In other words, it doesn't care what you think. We did something on the field that automatically says we're good enough to be in a 16-team playoff. If you're going to have a 16-team playoff, nobody should ever be left. If you're 17 or 18 in the country, just shut up. I mean, just shut up. Like, you probably have 9 losses at this point. I exaggerate to make a point, but I'm sure you're picking up what I'm putting down. For me, I look at a 16-team playoff. I like that it allows for the auto bids. If I'm going to look for the things I like, I actually like the at-large. Because if you go to the 14-team playoff, which I prefer, and I know we got to go to break and we can wrap up this conversation afterwards. If you go to a 14-team playoff, which I prefer because the Big Ten and SEC champ would probably get the 1 and 2 seed. They'd get the bye, which makes the Big Ten and SEC championship uber important. Now I care about Oregon beating Penn State. As long as, you know, you get a 1 week bye and not a, you know, a 25-day layoff like Oregon and Georgia did last year, and then they both lost. The teams, they very well may have been better than at least Oregon won in the regular season versus Ohio State. At least they could have been competitive in the Rose Bowl versus Ohio State. The layoff, I guarantee, played a role in that. What I like about the 14-team playoff, I've already diatribed, the positives, and I still prefer it, but the positive about the 16-team playoff is now you get those four from the Big Ten, four from the SEC, two from the Big 12, two from the ACC, the one G5, you got three at large. Now, if Notre Dame takes one of them, that's fine. But you can take another Big 10 or SEC team if you want. Maybe there's a third ACC team. Maybe there's a third Big 12 team. Maybe on a random year, there's two undefeated group of five teams that don't play each other. You can't tell me they're not worthy of a 16 seed at least. I mean, they haven't lost to anybody. I don't care if the four-loss Big Ten team is 1,000 times better. I've seen them lose a third of their games. One out of every three Saturdays this fall, I watched them lose. Put in the undefeated team, and let's actually watch them lose to somebody. Or maybe they shock us. Either way, neither team really is going to win the national title, but at least make it a little bit more intriguing with the underdog story. I actually like the at-large spots because you can put in the other teams that maybe didn't automatically qualify with the auto bids. And maybe it's a G5 team that's a second team that's undefeated. Maybe it's a third. Maybe Miami, Florida State, and Clemson are all really good out of the ACC. And now Florida State comes back from the dead. Only beat one D1 team last year. Now all of a sudden they're 10-2. They get in when otherwise it would have been Clemson and Miami. And they would have gotten left out. And the 10-2 ACC team gets left out. And now they get in. Does that kind of make sense, Jake? And I do know we got to go to break. I got a little bit more after break on this. But, and I want to pose a question to the people before Jake gives his answer. We go to break. Do you just know we're going to 14 or 16 teams? I have two questions for the fine folks at home. Text in your responses. What's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Number one, and it sounds trivial. Oh, it's only two spots. Well, if we have 14 teams, spot 15 and 16 are going to whine they're not in. If we have 16 teams, 17 and 18 are going to whine they're not in. At some point, you just got to shut up. Like, there's got to be a line. Like, either you made it or you didn't. But do you prefer a 14-team playoff or 16-team playoff the way it's been outlined? All right. The other part of that question is, do you like auto bids? Do you like why I've explained I prefer the auto bid system? because it takes bias out of it, and we won't have 11 SEC teams in a 16-team playoff, as an example. Do you like auto bids, or you just prefer, let's just take the top 16 teams, and we'll live with human bias as they create the top 16 in the next poll? Let us know. Jake, what are your thoughts on all this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. You look at what happened last year, obviously just 12 teams, so it's not even comparable to what we have drawn out for 14 or 16. But I think this is kind of capitalizing on what they've learned previously, right? Did the buys help? You're already having a long layoff. Everybody gets 3 weeks off, so what's 4 weeks off? Obviously, you'd have that less game, but then you don't get a home playoff game, and you don't get to get rolling. So I think that's why, you know, to a degree, I get what you're saying about the 14-team playoff, and you'd still have those buys in there, something to kind of play for. I'm not sure if that helps as much as we intended to. And obviously it didn't this past year. And then the other thing is obviously, you know, I think the worst thing about last year's playoff was the seeding. You've got to find a way. This whole everybody's equal, Big 12 champ has to be the fourth seed, or, you know, the highest four conference champion thing. That was a disaster because that threw seeding off completely, to the fact that Oregon, who won the Big 10 championship, had a much tougher road, even with a bye, than Penn State, who lost the Big 10 championship. So I think they're fixing some things. I kind of like the straight up 16, no buys, everybody plays. And I like the auto bids for the reasons that you drew out for every team. And remember, in this format with 16 teams, there's still three at large bids. So you can still kind of get the best of the rest, whoever would not fit into that group, which basically already is plenty of spots for just about everybody in college football. There's no gap of college football that's left out. So you'd still get three pretty good teams in.
So I still prefer 14 teams, but I to your point, I like the three at large spots. And that's the one thing I do prefer about the 16-team playoff. Now, it's interesting. There's still a way that the top two teams in each conference could get a bye. Not just Big Ten SEC. Well, probably the Big Ten SEC, but the top two teams in conferences could get a bye. We're going to talk about that. And also, all right, we know how we determine who gets in. To Jake's point, the seeding sucked. And it's going to probably be just as bad this upcoming college football playoff with the top four conference champs getting byes again. This will be the last year of that. But how would we actually seed these teams? Jake and I have not discussed this at all before the show, but we'll discuss it after the break. And have we gotten any texts yet?
We do. We have a few.
All right. We'll read those when we come back as well. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.